streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Floyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide. We're definitely in the building tonight, and we thank everybody for tuning in. So we got a new tune about to come up.
Yeah, born Da Vinci, Shahid the Great, the Crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you giving birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my pen bursts, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Soar from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brains in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the trade. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak-hearted and can't hold water when it come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder, land, rocket launches. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world, cause I made it regardless. All the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
I look to the hills, I look to the hills, where my help come from.
What up, though? The wait is finally over. Hold up, let me repeat that. The wait is finally over. The Sons of a Preacher documentary will be released on October 30th on DVD. If you want to pre-order the DVD, just email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. Spelled just like that. Let's go.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from.
What up, though? The streets don't love you back. We will be having our 8th annual toy drive. So from 9 till December 20th, 2016, we will be collecting brand new toys. So if you would be so kind and make a nice donation, please go to our website. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Hold up, let me repeat that. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, spelled just like that. Thanks in advance. We would also like to thank the Community of Hope Church, IDEA, the Arizona Scorpions, Chris Cahaw, and the American Family Insurance Agency, Home Bargain Planet, and the Be Awesome Youth Coalition. Also, from 9 to December 20th, 2016, you can also drop off brand new toys at the Maricopa, Arizona Post Office. And that location is 44920 West Hathaway Avenue, Monday through Friday. Now let's raise these toys so our kids can have an excellent Christmas. And last but not least, we would like to thank our great community of Maricopa, Arizona, and Phoenix, Arizona as well, for their continued support all year round. Beautiful people, if you're looking to find a great deal on a new home or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it, Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sitch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344. Or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. Alright? Yeah. Community. Family. And protecting dreams. These are the things that the Chris Cahaw Agency of American Family Insurance believes in. We all have dreams, and the Chris Cahaw Agency can partner with you and the people most important to help make those dreams become reality. Whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or protecting the ones you love most with life insurance. Let's dream fearlessly and reach for the stars. Now, if you're in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, you can call 602-235-0071. If you're in the Pinal County area, you can call 520-350-2500. And if you're trying to reach the American Family Insurance Agency online, go to www.chriskhallagency.com. Or you can go to CCAHALL@AMFAM.com. We keep it fam around here. Dream fearlessly.
Love like you say it's love. 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 Greatest Hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the boy Vaught, baby. You Played Yourself, featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets available.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Go cop that.
You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself because you didn't play the card that was dealt.
My life. My life. My life, I love all his people. My life, I love all his people. My life, I love all his people.
I've been praying so hard, pleading with the Lord, but now it's time to take charge. Time to raise the bar. I'm the closest thing to perfect that you've seen thus far. And I got the same spirit that possessed all the stars. And every single line they embrace and then applaud. Magnificent Mac, your boy's a true boss. But I still hit my knees every day just to talk to the man that created me. And I'm trying to ask the crowd what my mind to do it happily. Whoa, I metaphysically grow. From the prayers that I send to the ozone. Talking to the angels while I meditate in a good zone. And be the best that I can be and accept my faults and move on.
I love Mac. Who can be against you? If God loves you, who can be against you? He loves all his people. He loves all, he loves all his people. My life.
That you do, I love you, I love you.
love you with all my heart. Lucinda, thank you for all that you do. Thank God for bringing you in my life. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Lucinda, Lucinda, thank God for all that you do. I love you. I love you with all my heart. I thank God for the journey he gave us. I thank God for the journey he gave us. I'm looking to the sky. I'm looking at the world. I'm turning around. I'm saying thank you, God. I'm turning around. I'm turning around. I'm so glad I turned my life around. So glad I turned my life around. God is good. God is good. I'm so glad I turned my life around. You gave me good. You gave me love. I'm so glad I turned my life around.
I want to give a special shout out to my lovely wife, my lovely queen. She came into my life, changed my whole perspective on how I look at things. I just want to say I love you. I love you more than life.
Lucinda, thank you for all that you do. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Lucinda, thank you for all that you do.
This right here goes out to my lovely wife, my lovely queen, my lovely friend. Just want to just give you a good message this morning and thank you for believing in
me
off the top.
Thank you, girl, for being my friend. I thank you for loving my friend, my friend. Thank you, girl, for loving me. Thank you, girl, for believing in me, my friend. I love you more than life. I love you more than words can say. Thank you for being my friend. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend. My life, my world. I love you more than words can say. Thank you for being my friend. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend. If it wasn't for you, my friend, I'd still be in the hood, my friend, my friend. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for showing me a better way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For believing in me, my friend. Thank you for believing in me. Look at how the world has changed for me. You told me I can do better things. You told me I can make a difference in this world. Only thing I got to say, thank you for believing in me. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend. Look at all the things we did together, my friend, my friend. From the day that I first met you, 2009 of April, my friend. Look at what God done blessed us to do, my friend. That's all I got to tell you, girl.
thank you for being my friend. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend.
With the most high, ask him where's my girl. When you made for me to have eternally in my life, think I found my girl.
You're my angel, baby. You're just like a falling star.
What I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay. TV missing again. My hat was on top of it. I guess he must have dropped the wind. Fuck. I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up, and come into a lie. Hell with school, man. You tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood, know what you do and don't respect you. Battle between what to hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Eric up. Popped on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough for dinner is rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night. The product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I wanna bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my box. King amongst men, but then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized when I died. One-way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing, I'm doing.
Tonight we've been vibing with you. Is that my man X on the phone tonight?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, my good brother? You know, we was vibing. You know, how you liking that vibe tonight?
Oh, I'm loving that vibe, brother. I'm loving it.
Yeah, we lean back here at the show, man. You know what I mean? It's no up and, you know what I mean, let's get it on and all that. It's like lean back, let's get educated, and let's just vibe on the music that can get you in the mood to get educated. You know what I'm saying? So what's the good word tonight, X? Back at it, my man. Pat just got disconnected for a minute. But, yeah,
I'm back.
What's on your mind tonight? Let the world know what's on your mind tonight.
Brother, as we were discussing earlier, we were talking about depression with our youth and suicide and how without the love that, you know, when they're first born, we all love our children so much when we first see them come out. We first holding them. But as, you know, time passes on and they get older and they get closer to those teenage years, things for some reason start to change. We, our lives change, of course, you know, but our love starts missing them. And what I've been noticing and have been seeing and looking at statistics and stuff of lately, the suicide rate with our youth is up. You know, they have a lot of things that they're dealing with. As I was saying, we were talking about earlier, you know, just in school alone, they have bullies. You know, some of them, they have to deal with that. They're seeing what's going on out in the streets. And it's affecting them because a lot of times as a parent, we don't always pay attention to the signs that our children are going through some type of depression. Now, that depression can also be caused by the things that's going on in our households. We can also be depressing our children, being a bully to them also, and locking them out. You know, I'm not talking about throwing them out in the street because that ended up happening too. We see a lot of that. But just how we don't hug them anymore. We don't, you know, tell them we love them and really mean it, you know. And it's turning into where they're going to do one or two things, a couple different things can happen as we talked about before. They'll end up turning to drugs, they'll turn to gangs, they'll turn to all kind of negative things that they don't need to be going to. As I was saying earlier, we really need to pay attention to signs and continue to show that love for them. You know, like I was saying earlier, when we say we pick them up from school, you know, other than just letting them in the vehicle, in the car with whatnot, or they just come home and instead of letting them just go off to another room and just do their own thing or pull out a game and start playing, we need to just see how they're doing with an open mind and an open heart, you know, because they can feel everything about us. So that, you know, as we were talking earlier, that's just been really heavy on my mind because I'm not going to go too far into it, but I had an incident for where I had a family member very, very, very young text me and say they wanted to kill themselves, and they were going to do it the next day. And that was a wake-up call for me, and I had to act on that immediately and take care of that situation. And I have to continue to monitor that situation to make sure that the household that individual lives in, things are right, you know. So that's what's been on my mind, our youth, and just making sure they're getting that love, brother.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. And, you know, it's like ever since we both met each other, you know, we've seen the growth in each other, you know what I mean, our passion of what we both do, you know what I mean, to help educate and give back and let the youth and also the at-risk adults understand that, you know, we have to make a change somewhere. When you're acting up, you got to rearrange that and put that in a positive light and do that. We all make mistakes, as we both know. But it's how you correct and change that mistake is what's going to make you or break you. You know what I mean?
Yes, so I'm glad, and not looking back at that mistake, too. Yeah, and like you always said, the first thing that you caught my eye with, one of the things that you said when I first met you over a year ago, at that seminar, at that what you were doing, you said, don't look back. Look forward. And you always, whenever we text each other, you always at the end, you always say, moving forward.
No doubt,
that,
man.
That's so
and
positive.
That's what God wants us to all do. Yeah, that's what God wants us all to do, man. Once he give us our assignment, you know, he wants us to continue to move forward with the assignment, especially brothers and sisters who've done been through the grindstone, you know what I'm saying, and know
yes,
what it is to come back from that place we call holy hell, which a lot don't come back from, you know what I'm saying? So to come back at the lion's den or life, you know, it's a blessing, and we must continue to share that opening blessing with others as well, you know?
Yes, sir. Very true. It's real.
So I'm glad you was able to share that, brother, you know what I'm saying? Because it was on my mind when I was like, you know, I'm going to do the show tonight because I had been off for a minute, you know, due to everything been going on. So I want to also give a shout-out to the Goodness family and the Lost of Moms, you know what I'm saying, and we lay moms to rest on Saturday. So I want to send a big shout-out to the Goodness family down there and St. David, Benson, and all over the world. So thank y'all for coming out and just enjoying, embracing the family, you know what I'm saying, at the time of the homecoming and going for mom. So send that love over there. So what we're going to do, we're going to get back to a couple commercials, and then we're going to come back with my main man, Pat, in the building, you know. They still will be right back.
I look to the hills from where my help come from. Psalms 121. Thank you, Mother, for always teaching me that when times get rough.
I wonder how it feels to be the son of a preacher. We're living in a world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand to hand sales, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. Hopefully I can escape before the feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around of course, but it's too late for sure. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord, of the neighborhood wars, so you're mentally forced. Physically remorse to the pain and the suffering. You're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
Woo. I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
Songs. Yeah. And in 2011, Robert D. Boyd Sr. died a great reverend, and his man goes to seven, ties with his junior son, and that's when Lil Rob found out about his brothers, and the boy he had in prison, but he had never met them, cause two was doing life, and Sidney came home to an untimely demise, after serving 18 years in the pen, Marvel and Christopher began, on the right path, but you still need that man, so you don't be out prowling. Robbie did 17, it was all because of Wild. Observe, you may be the preacher of the word, but if you leave your kids behind, it's just a whole lot of nerve. Word, word, match.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
Song K. Are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Priest Don't Love You Back documentary will be available on DVD January 20th, 2017. You understand? Let me repeat that. That's January 20th, 2017. And you can see how two unique people from two different backgrounds and worlds created one of the most powerful organizations of our generation to help educate our youths and troubled adults to a better life. If you would like to pre-order this informative, amazing DVD, make sure you contact us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. Let me repeat that. That's thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. Spelled just like that. Yeah.
Back Volume 3 features some of the most talented independent artists in the nation. Available to you right now on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. Make sure you go out there and cop that and understand what's going down. It's real.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you.
What up, Joe? Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 4. Coming to a platform near you July 17, 2015, with some of the hottest independent artists in the nation. Available to you on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. July 17, 2015, baby. Make sure y'all go out there and support that, alright? Yeah. Streets Don't Love You Back. I heard from the air where we move that crap. Double up times, we came right back. And every time we left, we had to have that strap. The streets don't love you back. Yeah, I said the streets don't love you back.
In the building, and like I said, we always educating and bringing that good music to you as well. And we'll let my man Pat finish, riding the show out and giving you some last insight and giving you something to grasp a hold to as well. And get yourself educated. And if you need some help, reach out to a lot of resources. It's a lot of resources for you at thestreetsloveyouback.com. and I'll bring my man Pat back in.
All right, I'm back,
good brother. You back in the building.
Yes, sir, I'm back, brother.
Yeah, so what else would you like to tell these young people out here, Pat, and if they need some resources from your end as well, what would you tell them?
Well, for one, the number one program that I'm seeing right now is your program, Rob.
My man, I appreciate that.
I got to give you your props, bro. Your program, to me, is the number one program right now to reach. I mean, because it's able to reach not only the youth, but it's also able to reach those that are incarcerated and those coming out, you know, showing them, like when I met you, the program that I came to see that you presented was teaching ex-felons coming out how to apply for employment. That's huge because they come out and don't know where to go, you know, and if they don't find a job right away, we know what that ends up being. They're going
to
go right back to where
right,
they were
right to
before
where you came
what put
from.
Them in. That's right. That's right. Because what do they know best at that time if they haven't been taught anything inside, you know, but having your
exactly.
program in the many locations that you have it in, it's giving them another opportunity, something else they can grab onto if they want the help, you know, and stick with it.
I appreciate
and
that.
For you to turn
it
to the youth also, you know, hey, we're able to reach the youth at a very young age. Give them these skills. They're not being taught in school. These are not things that are taught in school. It'd be lovely, and I can't wait till the day that I can see your program being in some of these school systems because it can help.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And it can help immediately. I mean, what you and your wife have done, I mean, it's a godsend. You guys are a blessing. You know, and I'm not just sitting here, you know, tooting the horn or anything. It's what I see, and what I see is real, and I have to speak on that. There's many organizations.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
There's some other ones out there. I mean, and they're on it too, but I haven't seen one like yours. It's very unique, and it's obvious the work that you've put in to be able to have it in as many prison systems as you have, the work that you've done locally to this time. It's amazing. You know, so those are the things that caught my eye immediately. And I hope to be on board as long as I can with you, bro, as long as you have me with you. And I'm, you know, be like a mentor to me.
I appreciate it, brother.
You know, you're mentoring me as we go along.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You was there, brother. I didn't even know, you know, how you even heard about our program. And we had that first ex-offenders workshop and that's the day, man, my wife met you, you know, with your
yes,
other
sir.
Friend, you know? And
yeah. He sent
I'm
it
like,
to
okay,
me.
Then. Oh, I sent it to you?
No, my friend, he sent it to me, told
oh,
me to
okay.
look at it. And when he sent it to me, I immediately looked at it, and I was like, well, I don't know. I was kind of like, well, I'm not no, I never did any time, you know, in jail or anything. How
right.
could this help me? But then I immediately thought about it and I said, wait a minute, this right here, let me go check this out because I have many relatives and friends that, you know, have been incarcerated and
right.
they didn't have anything to come back to other than what put them in there, you know. And
oh,
when,
man.
So I said, you know what, let me just go. I want to hear. I want to see. And once I heard you get up there and speak, it started resonating with me. You know, and that's why I gave you that call, I think, about a week later. And I said, hey, I want to meet with you again. I want to see the program.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And then
and we just been
you giving me that opportunity.
Since.
Yes, sir. And you giving me that opportunity back in May to actually come in and participate and go through the program with the youth. That meant a lot to me.
Right. I appreciate
you know?
That, Pat. I mean, I just, you know, me, I'm just always reaching out to people that I feel that's ready, you know what I'm saying? Even the ones I don't truly know that's ready, you know, all they can do is extend your hand, and if they're ready, they're going to say, yeah, and if they're not, they're going to say, not right now, you know what I'm saying? Or
true.
I get up with you. So I was real glad that, you know, you was able to see exactly what me and my wife do and how we – present ourselves and how we present all the work we do to help people as a whole. So we really thank you as well, my friend, you know.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I mean,
and then thank you, lovely
God,
wife,
God
as well.
God puts people in each other's lives for a reason.
Oh, yeah. And he does it all the time. And that's what the greatest thing about life is that he can make it happen out of a blink of an eye. You just have to be ready for the work.
Yes, you do.
No.
Because it's work.
You got plenty of it for you to do.
It's work.
You got plenty of it for
you
to do, my brother.
Yeah, it's not an easy road. Let me say this.
Oh, no.
To anybody, to those out there listening, you know, that haven't, you know, had a chance to get out in their own community and do any work, it is real work. You're going to hear a lot of no's. You're going to get people that's going to look at you sideways or whatever. But you really don't even pay that any attention. You just stay on that path and keep looking forward and moving forward, like Rob always says. And as you're moving forward, things will start coming your way. I have a thing that I always say, don't move out of your blessings. Move in your blessings and with the blessings. It just makes everything that much easier. You know.
And also, while I got you on the phone tonight, Pat, I want to thank you for you and your wife, man, for, you know, reaching out and promoting sponsor Studing, you know, and you and your wife had people all the way from my hometown, Detroit, sponsor. So we just want to give you some love on the show tonight, and thank you for that, my friend. And once again, you and your wife and the ones who donated, and I would like for you to say their name because they're your friends, so you can give them some love on the show tonight for that great donation to sponsor the student.
For sure. Give a shout-out to Ashley Mazzano and her husband. I can't remember his name, and I have to apologize
Ocean.
For that.
Ocean.
Ocean. I only worked with him for a short time, and I didn't even know that was
Ocean.
Her husband because she didn't tell anybody until they got ready to move back to your hometown, back to Detroit. But a big shout-out to them. And a special shout-out also to Jason Morrison, who's also from your hometown. You know, as soon as I presented it to him, and within 2 minutes of him hearing me, he looked at me and he said, oh, brother, I'll do it. Don't even worry about it. I got you. You know, to see that love, you know, from people that they don't know you, but once they look,
they know you.
They know me. One knew me and said immediately, if Patrick's involved in this, then that's a no-brainer. We're going to do this. The other brother, when he seen, I showed him your program, and he read like two lines and looked back at me and said, who do I write the check to? So,
oh, my God. God is good, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, we definitely going to keep moving forward, man, and doing great work and just being humble and just making life go the way he wanted to go and strive for always for the better of self and the better of helping others. You know, that's what I always say, you know.
Yes.
Any last words you'd like to give, Pat?
My last words, I just want to say, you know what, let's remember something. Our youth are very important to us. They are our legacy. What we put in them now will stay with them. Negative or positive, but we want to eliminate that negative and keep it positive so that they can blossom and be the leaders, you know, that they are put on this earth to be. So let's just stick with them and show them that love, you know, show them that love at all times. They're going to make mistakes just like we made mistakes. And we're still here to be able to help them through their trials also. But we got to always be willing to extend that hand for them. And not shut them out. They have a voice. They need to be heard. We need to let them do some of this work too, because there's many of them that are qualified at very young ages right now that they can work side by side with us, and they are working side by side with us. I've seen it in your program. When you go out to feed the homeless, they're right there with you. You know.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, man. That you say that, brother. You know.
Yeah, that's from the heart, brother. That's from the heart.
And I thank you, man. You know, and I got a song that I'm going to play for you tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a song I want to play for you. I recorded this song in 2004, man, you know. And it was a song that I recorded, and I named it Spread Love, you dig? And
Yes, sir.
I released this song on my Sons of a Preacher album. That song is on my Sons of a Preacher album, you dig? And then I'm going to bring you back in, and then I want you to tell me about the song when you hear everything that I sing in the song, you know? I want to get your opinion on the song. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with you. And my man Pat, we're going to spin that song that I wrote and recorded, Spread Love.
How I love him, oh, how I love his name. There's nobody name so sweeter than my mouth. When I say the Lord's name now, he's done been so good to you, 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 and you. Now you're trying to stand up and praise his name now. Come on, my people, you know what he done did for you. Now he sent me to tell you, you better come walk with you. Come on. Come on and walk with me like you did when I was out there in the world. Now I'm dancing with my man for life, my girl. Now I'm telling you, you better come on and ride with me. Ride with me all the way to the Father's house. Now it's time to do the right thing to thee. Come on, you people know, you know what he done did for you. Now you better come on and ride with him tonight. Come on and walk with him today. That's all he wants you to do. Walk with him and say his name and let him know that you thank him today. Come on. Come on, that's all he wants. That's all he wants you to do is praise his name. How I love him. Oh, how I love him till the day I die. I walk always with him, cause he done brought me through the storm, and I can tell you why. That's all I can say. He done been so good to me, and you and everybody across this land. Now come on and praise him, my man. That's all he wants you to do. Praise his name each and every day that you wake up and say his name so true. How it make me feel when I say his name, it run down my veins. It's so real, his name is so sweet in my mouth today. Come on, that's all he wants you to do. Walk with him and say and tell the world that you love him too. Come on. That's all he wants you to do. Is tell the world that you love him too. Come on. That's all he wants. He don't ask for much, but we leave him and he's still there for us. You know what I'm talking about, my man. Come on. That's all he wants us to do is recognize where we came from and give him the praise that's due. Come on. That's all, that's all he wants us to do is spread love across the land. Now come on and spread that love. Come on. Come on and spread, spread, spread love across the land and tell the children that he's the man. Come on. That's all. That's all he wants you to do is tell the world that his name is so sweet in your mouth and it's true. Come on.
Yeah, you back in the building, Pat.
Okay, I'm back. I, man, that just, that sent me back. That sent me back into some, wow. I'm going to say this. There's nothing that I do or nothing that any of us can do without him and without giving him the praise. When we all come to terms and realize that God is our center and give him that attention and praise him for everything that he gives us and does for us. I mean, just to wake you up and keep you breathing. That praise goes to him. Everything we look at is his creation. Everything. And you just sent me back to, man, to a time that I was, look, you know how you can close your eyes and you don't see any light and you're like, man, where am I headed? This is a dark area.
Yeah.
And I had to say, if please pull me out of this dark area. I need to see the light.
Amen.
And man, I'm not gonna go any deeper into it, but yeah, you
without
said
a
exactly,
doubt, man.
You know what I'm
hey,
talking
man,
about.
Hey man, I recorded that song in 2004, and 2016, I'm living what I wrote years ago, because now I'm telling homeboys and homegirls, just like when you know what I mean, when I was out there in the world, come walk with me now, you know, educating and doing the righteous, you know what I mean, and giving back and letting them know what God done did for you, you know. So all my music, man, that I recorded through the years, you know, which I got like over 200 songs, man. I got a whole lot of records that ain't never even been, you know, released, bro. You feel me? Ever.
Mm.
You know? So that's why I be looking at all these guys that say I'm a star and, you know, I'm worth $100 million and all this crazy mess. You know what I mean? Man, that means nothing to me, man, because they ain't talking about nothing to help the people. See, I'm
right.
always talking about how I can help people, man, and also help myself. You feel what I'm saying? My mind ain't
yes,
always
sir.
Helping me. My mind is how can I help myself and help people too. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking double-sided in life. You know what I mean? That, you know, God don't want you to think one-sided because one-sided is about self only. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So we have to, when we sit down and meditate, we got to say, okay, then, if I build this storage over here, I'm going to be able to rent that storage out and help somebody else, that they're going to be able to pay a low price just to be in the storage. So I'm helping myself, and I'm helping them. I'm offering them a service, you know?
Yes.
And then the other service you offer is free because you're educating other people for free. You know what I mean? You're giving them your knowledge, and you're sharing things with them. But it's times in life where a man and a woman have to watch out for self, and that's called the financial playground over there. You know what I mean? But we're
yes.
going to give you free education to move forward. But we have to have that over here to help the education move forward for free, because we're going to supply the books for you as well, you know?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So we
oh,
helping,
yes, I do.
We helping each other. Self-preservation,
other.
First nature of law.
Mm.
A lot of kids are not being taught that. Yeah, a lot of
no.
kids are not being taught that nowadays, my friend. You know, a lot of children, like you said in the beginning of the conversation, you know, if you're not educating your kids at home, well, the streets are somebody going to raise them, and a lot of times they raise them the wrong way. So you want to at least
yes.
give your child an option to be raised right, be raised respectful, be raised educated, so if they mess up, it ain't because they didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the problem. We got to stop that. I didn't know. We have to stop that part of life where people can always say, well, I didn't know. From the ground up at birth, we have to start teaching. And that's
yep.
how children get lost, because they're not being taught, you know.
No,
they're
not.
Raising themselves nowadays, you know, or Sally or Sue
yeah,
raising
that,
them. You feel
yeah,
me?
You're right, brother. We have computers now.
They get lost.
You know. They're getting lost in these computer games, you know. You remember this, Rob. You see, I'm sure you've seen this come in for where we got a generation that was raised by just MTV alone.
Amen.
You know
and
what
BET
I'm saying?
Also.
Yeah, and BET. They were raised by that because, I mean, and this is no knock on the parent or anything, that the parent had to go out and work, but it's like, you know what? You cannot not pay attention to what's going on with your child.
What's happening at home.
And what's happening at home. And you need to know about their whereabouts at all times.
At all times.
I mean, my mother used to, I was 18, 19, 20-some years old, still live at home, and I'd be ready to leave out. My mom would be, where are you going? And I'd look at her like,
off the top.
Why are you, I wouldn't say it, but I'd give her that look like, why are you even asking me that? And it wasn't until my uncle told me when I stayed with him when I was in college, and he said, I need to know
right.
if you're not coming in after when you get out of your last class. And I'm like,
right,
but
in case
I'm grown.
Something happened.
Right. He said, in case something happened, I need to know where your last whereabouts was.
Right. And I
you
can
know?
Lock the door. I don't have to worry about keeping the light on at night.
Exactly. Exactly. My mom would always tell me, at least let me know if you're coming back in tonight. If you're not, I'm not going to worry about where you're at, but I want to at least know that you already told me that you won't be back tonight and I'll see you in the morning. You know?
Right.
So we don't have, that is such a lost, man, that's lost. We don't,
yeah,
a lot
and
of
we
us
have
don't
to bring it
do
back.
That anymore. Yeah, we got to bring that back.
Yeah.
We got to bring that back. And
because yeah, it's serious.
You know, we
I
need
mean,
to know.
And,
yeah, it's very serious. We had neighbors. Your next door neighbor pretty much had the authority to chastise you just like
at any moment.
You were their own at any moment.
Yeah, at any moment.
And would tell your parents what they saw you done and bring you home. Try that
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, and to get a double whooping because the household
yep.
didn't play that, period. You know what I mean?
No.
And if we go to the grocery store, don't ask for nothing because we only got what we bring to get this food with this money here. So don't you ask for
yes.
nothing else. And that's what we were
yep.
raised up on, rules, respect.
Yep, respect.
And when Mr. Joe see you at the store, you got to be running because you know Mr. Joe going to tell. You know
he going to tell because he going to see your dad or he going to see your mom later on that day or he going to see
right.
your uncle or your auntie later on. Or the next
right.
door neighbor.
I seen that boy in front of that store.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what the business is, Brother Pat, and I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're going to close down. And any
okay.
last words you'd like to say, my brother?
Robert, just want to thank you and your wife, brother, you know, for what you're doing. And like you always say, keep moving forward. And anytime, you know, you need me for anything, brother, you know my phone number, and I'm always open. So,
I
just
man,
want to thank
I really
you both.
Appreciate that, man. Definitely heartfelt
yes,
on that too, Pat. You tell your lovely queen that we send our love her way as well. And once again, man, thanks for the computer donations. And you
yes,
already
sir.
Know graduation gonna be great. Graduation to everybody on the air. It's October 25th, and we are very happy. We will have 40 graduates, students that day. And we would like to just thank the parents. We would like to thank the instructor who do our class down there, Mr. Gil Bivens. We would like to thank ID. And we would like to thank, as well, Miss Diana, you know what I mean, with IDEA. And everybody that supports the streets, some of you back, IDEA. And my man, Pat, we appreciate you as well for bringing little man to get educated as well. So it's all love, man. We'll see y'all
yes, sir.
Tomorrow, same station. Same time, and we always say at the show, don't get it twisted. The streets definitely don't love you back. Peace, and we out of here.